We've been discussing the famous debate between the Yerushalmi and Bavli. At least the Yerushalmi says it explicitly. The question regarding risking one's life to save someone else. If someone else is vadai going to die, and if you try to save the person, you're going to put yourself in doubtful danger. So Yerushalmi says you have to do it because ain tzavik motzim le vadai. That he's definitely going to die, so therefore, chayev adam lahachdis asmo b'safek sakana. And all the acronym, I mean, generally, we don't go against the Yerushalmi unless it's against the Bavli. So the acronym come up with different gemaras that they say the Bavli seems to be arguing, like the famous gemara in Bava Metzia, that but you only have one cup of water for two people. So Ben Petira seems to be saying something that doesn't make any sense. Like, what do you mean Hibo should die? It's a good bumper sticker, but why does it make any sense? Why she had the water? So the Achronim point out, no, of course he's not saying that. What he's saying is, if you don't share the water, the guy's definitely going to die. If you do share the water, so then, as of this moment, there's not enough water, but maybe you'll find more, maybe the rescue team will come. So the machokas is whether one is, so Ben Petira says, Yichayev to be machmas atzma l'safek sakana. And Rabbi Akiva, in principle, agrees, but what do you want from me? He says, V'chayachicha imach, we learn that from a pasuk, your life takes precedence. So we passing like Rabbi Akiva, that seems to be against the Yerushalmi, that we passing, and you don't risk one's life. Or the Gemara in Nida Dav Samach Aleph, that Rav Tarfon wasn't willing to bring in these people, the rumor that the government was looking for them, because he said, if I bring you in, you know, I might get killed or my family, so I'm probably not to risk one's life. And another Gemara in Sanhedrin. But there's not a clear Bavli, but the Achronim point out, these are the, if you know, they're up to interpretation depending how you learn the Gemaras. But the bottom line is, it seems the way the poskim, the Achronim bring down, it's a machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi says you're chayev, and the Bavli says you're not. So there's a famous Mesha Chochma and Or Sameach. Yes, the same people. There's two different Svarim. They say over the famous Meister with the Mesha Chochma's father-in-law that he's writing two Svarim, the Mesha Chochma and the Or Sameach. In fact, they say he was more concerned about the Mesha Chochma than the Or Sameach, because in terms of, he used to leave out, I don't know, transcripts, whatever they used to call them back then, like rough copies, and leave it on a desk, and people took them. But the Mesha Chochma, he kept under lock and key. So he was going to print the Mesha Chochma first. So his father-in-law said, you should print the Or Sameach first. He said, why? He says, because if you print the Or Sameach, that's a very lumdish book on the Rambam, goes into all the Gemaras, it shows what a Lamdin you are, it shows what a big Torah scholar you are. And once they see the Or Sameach, well, they'll be excited, oh, Mesha Chochma, I can't wait to see what he has to say on Chumash, he's such a big Lamdin. But if you just come out with the Mesha Chochma, first, I'm a Aretz, he's a Darshana, he doesn't know anything. So I don't know if the Mesha Chochma listened or not, but either way, the Mesha Chochma is a very accepted, very profound sefer on Chumash. So the Mesha Chochma in Parsha Shmos, on, you know, Perek Daled, Yud Ches, Yud Tes, and the Or Sameach on the Mishnah Makas. About an Ari Mikvat, about summoning Ari Mikvat, going out to Gemara in Makis on Yud Aleph Amid Beis. So he wants to bring a proof against the Yerushalmi, number one, based on a pasuk in Chumash. There's a pasuk in Chumash which explicitly states that you don't have to risk your life, and there's a Mishnah in Makis which explicitly states you don't have to risk your life to save someone else. So let's go see. Let's see what the questions are in the Yerushalmi. And then, yes, we'll have to answer up to Yerushalmi because it's difficult to say they go against the Pasuk and the Mishnah. So what's the Pasuk? The Pasuk is in Perek Daled, Yudches, Yudtes. It's when God's telling Moshe to go down to Mitzrayim. So Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Bamidjan, Lech Shuv Mitzrayim. Moshe, go down to Mitzrayim. Why? Kimeso kol hanashim amavakshin es nafshecha. Because all those people are trying to kill you are gone. Who are those people? Dasan Vaviran, the Mefarshim point out, and they weren't really dead either. They had Saras, so Saras is the one who has leprosy. So it's one of the things that Ki'ilu Meis, whatever the Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, about a person's isolation. Life's about giving, so if you can't give, you're dead. Misa Chashuva. I kind of like the Rambam, actually. Rambam writes, if you don't have a Rebbe, it's Misa Chashuva also. That's why in the Ari Miklat, you have to have your Rebbe. So either way, so what is the implication of the Pasuk? The Mesha Chachma says that if these people were alive and you were in danger, so then the clear message is that you wouldn't have to go and take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. So we see the Mesha Chachma says, we see two things. The one is Yerushalmi is talking about one-on-one, like risking your own life to save someone else. Like Rav Shimon Lash Lakish risking his life to save Ravimi. Here we're talking about even a bigger Kiddush. The Yerushalmi doesn't necessarily say, I don't know if the Yerushalmi actually is against Hatzalas Klai Yisrael, but he's asking, he's saying according to, he's warning the Yerushalmi that even, you have to, the Yerushalmi would definitely say if Hatzalas Klai Yisrael, if he says it one-on-one. So, the point is maybe the Bavli would agree that if Hatzalas Klai Yisrael, you have to do it. So that's a separate child. But either way, so the Mesha Chachma says, we see from here that Moshe Rabbeinu, he wouldn't even go down to Mitzrayim to save the Jewish people. That's clearly Hatzalas Klai Yisrael. And yet, God's telling Moshe, don't go down. I mean, now you could go down because those people are dead. With the clear implication being that if they were still alive, don't go. So we see Yerushalmi is against the Pasuk and Chumash. We see you don't even have to risk your life at Solis Kaiser, which we don't Pasuk like, but you don't even have to risk your life at Solis Kaiser. So obviously you don't have to risk your life for one-on-one. So what would, so how would the Yerushalmi answer this, Shilas? So number one is, I think it's Rav Yoshua Lev Diskin. He says, if you look at the Pesukim from before, you realize that's not really what's happening. It's, God's telling Moshe to go no matter what. Moshe's going, regardless. And he says, and by the way, I have good news for you. You'll have an easier time because Dustin and Aviram have leprosy, are dead. But there was no implication. He already was committed to go. It wasn't, now, that's how Rav Shura Lev Diskin and others say, if you look at the Pesukim, it's not true. Moshe, the assumption of the Mesha Chachma is wrong. He wasn't going only because of Mavakshim and Snafshaka. And others say, no, he was going anyway. This is just the Giloy Mill, so don't worry, you're not going to have such a hard trip. They're not going to give you a hard time. And as well, others point out, it's not a Raya either. Because if they were really dead, so then it would be a Raya. So even though we say as someone who has leprosy is chashuv kameis, we don't actually consider him a meis. You can't go ahead and kill the guy. You're a rotzeach. So someone who's an ani chashuv kameis, suma chashuv kameis. So it might be for certain drushes, but in Lamaisa, they were there and alive. I don't care if they're halachically dead. And they weren't halakhically dead, it is the drusha, they were kashuv kameis. So really anyway, it was the suffix sakana for Moshe, and he said to go anyway. So therefore we see the Yerushalmi, in fact, if you're going that way, it's being a raya for the Yerushalmi. that he was in Safek Sakan and he still said to go. And the other way he's saying as well, according to Yishami, I'm telling you to go anyway, and by the way, it's an easier trip, so therefore there's no kasha from the Yishami and the Pasuk. What about the Mishnah? What does the Mishnah say? Someone who goes to an Ari Miklat, so he's not allowed to leave it until Meis Kohen Gadol, different details. So what about if he's needed? Let's say he is the general in the army. So the Mishnah says, I feel Yisrael Srichin lo. But I feel Sar Sava Yisrael Kiyoa Ben Surya Eno Yotze Bisham La Olam. Shanemar Shana Shama. Shamti Adiraso, Shamti Yamasaso, Shamti Guraso. So the Mishnah says that even if a Goel Adam is going to, has the ability to help Chayis on the war, you still can't go. So we see, you know, so the Meshach Chachma, there are some acts assuming why. Because if an Ari Miklat, if the person Ari Miklat leaves the Ari Miklat, so then the Goel Adam could kill him. So you're not obligated to risk your own life, even to save Klai Yisrael. So clearly, against the Yerushalmi, he says you have to risk your life even to save one person. So the Mishnah seems to be saying that for Klai Yisrael, you're not even allowed to risk your life. So how well would the Yerushalmi do with this? So many Achronim discuss it, the 3DH, others. That, no, it's just it's a Gzeiras HaKasuf. In other words, really normally you would be able to go out. Normally you can be Machnis Ax, you put yourself into Suffolk to save Klai Yisrael, or according to Yishami, to save individuals. But the special Gzeiras HaKasuf, that it says that you're there with Olam. About Philo, so it says, you're there no matter what. That's a special Gzeiras HaKasuf, not Shama, and there you'll be a place, there will be your death, there will be your burial. So you can't bring any rayas from this Mishnah in Makkos. It's a Gzeiras HaKasuf, but normally one would be obligated to risk one's life to save someone else, and certainly to save Klai Yisrael. That's one approach. Others want to point out more lumdis. They say in the name of Rav Chaim Kineski, others quote, that they make a difference. We know pikuach, so according to this, it really is pikuach nefesh, according is doche everything. Ari Miklat's an exception because of Gzeiras HaKasuf. So I guess everyone agrees Ari Miklat's an exception because that's what the Mishnah says. But what's the pshat in the exceptions? According to the 3DH, it's Gzeiras HaKasuf. That's it, we don't know. It says, and that's the end of it, but our principle still stands. Others want to say no. Others want to explain why. So according to Sri H, Pikuach Nefesh would apply. There's no logical reason to Gzeiras HaKasuf. And others want to say no. That they want to limit Pikuach Nefesh based on Svara and Rayas. That they say, really, we only find when we talk about Pikuach Nefesh as Docha Kol HaTorah, we find that if your life's in danger, you could machal Shabbos, or you don't have to do mitzvahs or violate mitzvahs. So pikuach nefesh is docha isurim, is docha mitzvahs. We don't find anywhere that if someone's supposed to get an onesh, someone's supposed to get a penalty, a punishment, that you say, well, it's pikuach nefesh, so we're not going to do it. In other words, the question would be, let's say someone had the cure for the coronavirus and he was on death row. So maybe he could get it to us before they kill him, but the straight halacha is that it doesn't say anywhere if you're a doctor or if you're the gadol hador, that if onshins are onshin, that even though you'll be able to save when he lies, just whatever, forget about coronavirus, you're a doctor, one of the few could do a certain surgery, you do cancer. We don't find anywhere because of your position that we don't have, that the basin doesn't give an onesh, because pikuach nefesh doesn't come into the realm of onshin according to this pshat, and many assume that that Golas Ari Miklat, city of refuge, is an onesh. So that's why really pikuach nefesh in theory is docha for isurim and mitzvahs, but the only reason here you don't do it is because it's onshin. So onshin isn't, but the Yerushalmi says I'm right, but when it's not onshin, so then if it's this mitzvahs or it's putting yourself in danger, so then the Yerushalmi says that you're obligated to that. So again, so the Yerushalmi right, one is chayiv to be maktis atzma l'safek sakana ay. What about the pasuk in Chumash that Moshe waited until they were dead? The answer is no. Number one is they really weren't dead, so what's a sakana? Or if you look at the psukim, he already was going anyway. So therefore, the Yerushalmi would say that no, we see, in fact, the opposite. We see Moshe Rabbeinu, at least Vatzolus Klai Yisrael, would be able to go ahead and risk his life. The Yerushalmi says, even if it's not Vatzolus Klai Yisrael. And the Mishnah, which says that someone who could save Klai Yisrael can't go out, so clearly if you can't go out to save Klai Yisrael, you don't have to risk your life to save an individual. So that's a special Gzeiras HaKasuv by Ari Miklat. Or if it's not a Gzeiras HaKasuv, when it comes to Onshin, we don't say because you could help someone else, we don't kill you. That's not the way it works. And therefore, the Yerushalmi sticks to his guns that you could be Machnas Atzmo with suffix Sakana to save someone that you can, you're Machuyev to. And he says, the Pasuk and the Mishnah is not against me. We'll have to continue tomorrow with, okay, so then to Lamaisa, how do we paskin? Do we go with the Yerushalmi or do we go with the Bavli?